this is really a team effort at the end. You know, just the guys, you know, laying it out all on the line and making plays to find a way to have the opportunity to win. And when it came down to it, you know, a lot of guys had to do a lot of things for me to connect with Vincent on the touchdown and then also on the two-point play. And I thought this all around from the coaching staff down to the players, going out and executing at the end of the game, we were able to do that.
Thoughts when you guys were down 11 with 6 minutes to go, what were you thinking?
As the drive went down, just get points. You know, just drive and try to get points. It's a two-possession game. If you can score, leave some time on the clock, then you can ultimately try to find a way to score and go for two. And, I mean, that's how it played out. And, I mean, getting into overtime, winning the coin toss, Andrew Kimes did a great job calling the right coin. You know, so, but then, once we got into overtime, you know, step in the huddle and, I mean, everybody's ready to go. You know, you start talking like, hey, let's just execute one play at a time, do our jobs, and try to get out of this thing with a touchdown, you know, because when you're playing the Panthers, you don't want to give the ball back to Cam Newton because he's, obviously you guys know what kind of player he is. And we thought the Panthers defense, very good defense. Their front seven did a great job of getting after it all day. But it's we feel fortunate and blessed to come out and get away with this one, get away with the win.
Josh, how much of playing quarterback is overcoming a half where maybe you threw a couple of balls you didn't want to throw and then forgetting that and taking over in the fourth quarter?
No, I think that your mindset is a big part of playing quarterback, and I think that there's so many things that factor in, you know. Ultimately, you know, you just got to go out and play as well as you can. And then, you're going to make some mistakes. Today I made way too many. But at the same time, as a team, you know, nobody lost faith. Nobody lost confidence. We just kept playing until the final whistle. And, it feels good to escape this one with a win.
Josh, what did you see on that? Doug had his head down after the fumble, whether it was a fumble or not. You know, when he was down. But do you like how he came on in overtime?
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, says about Doug, you know, he's not just going to be a great player when we're winning, when we're doing well. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, Doug's going to go out there and give it his best effort. You know, he's a young guy that prepares extremely well and then goes out and puts it on the field.
What did you see on the touchdown that gave you a chance to tie with two? What did you see on that play?
They're just playing two Tampa. It's a play that usually we probably want to call that a little down a little tighter, you know. And Vincent just did a great job running. You know, there was a Mike linebacker running with him. The safety was coming to overlap. And, our guys did a great job of protection. Was able to step up and just let it go.
Did you know right away on the pick six that was a bad decision? It's all unlike the way you played the last few weeks, obviously.
No, you know, yeah, it was a deal where I felt like I could get it outside and couldn't, you know, because that right up on me. That's one you just got to eat, take the sack.
Did you have a good grasp of that ball? It seemed like it wobbled.
I was throwing it as it got hit. So, you know, and those are ones that you just got to throw it on the ground, throw it away, or take the sack.
Describe how you tested
Dallas. Dallas, you know, that was just played when practicing. I'm glad we called it. You know, obviously not just because of the touchdown, but it's something we've been working this week, and the ball's gone to everybody. You know, everybody's made a play. We had Vincent coming in. But Dallas did an awesome job selling the flat route. We'd run a lot of those. And then taking it up and then making the catch and getting his feet down.
Last one, please. Describe the two-point conversion play. When did you guys work on that during the week? Is that something you felt good about all week long?
Yeah, no, that was a play that we did spend a lot of time trying to time it up. And you never know how it's going to play out. But it's an option. You know, we were going to hit the alert on the first play. And they, they called timeout, switched it up a little bit. And it gave us a chance to get Vincent that matchup. And, he did an awesome job beating his defender, getting open, and then making the catch.
Thanks, Josh.